The next piece that we'll do in Tzidkas HaTzadik is Os Nun Hei. And here, Rav Tzadok talks about different types of memory. We shouldn't think that all of memory is really the same. There are different levels, different forms of memory, says Rav Tzadok, and there is one that is above all, perhaps most influential in our behavior, and yet, paradoxically, the one that could be most easily overlooked. Rav Tzadok's starting point is a Gemara in Masechet Megillah, which is about the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. And the Gemara itself says, okay, we know you have to remember Amalek. Zachor, Yochol Belev. Perhaps that just requires thinking about it, remembering the way we generally use the term memory, something that's just intellectual. How do I know that I actually have to verbalize something about Amalek, that I have to read Parsha Zachor? So the Gemara answers, Kishu Omer lo tishkach, harshikachas alev amor. Hamani mekayim Zachor, bepeh. Right? The Gemara points out that, in fact, the Torah says, Zachor al tishkach, remember, and don't forget Amalek. Why the need for the double language? Says the Gemara, if it had just said lo tishkach, don't forget, then that would have been referring to thinking, cognitive, memory, and that would have been sufficient. The fact that it also says Zachor, in addition to al tishkach, Zachor means that you do it verbally. Now, that is just a starting point for the essence in the essay of Rav Tzadok's point. Because he says what you really see from this, if you zoom out, is that Ikra Haveros Boy Machmas Shikacha Shehu Belev. That you see from this Gemara that when it comes to forgetfulness happens really dafk in the heart. The language of the Gemara is precise. It is the heart. If you're just talking about forgetfulness, oh yeah, that's something in the heart. But you see about Parsha Zachor that it's more than just not being forgetful. We have to verbalize it. Fine. Shabbat Zachor, Parsha Zachor, Zechir Samalek, that's not our topic. But says Rav Tzadok, what you can distill from the Gemara is that Shikacha, as an intellectual matter, is defined by what's in your heart. And Rav Tzadok is Madaik for our purposes and the purposes of this essay. What the Gemara didn't say is B'moach. It didn't say in your mind, in your brain, but rather in your heart. And the lesson Rav Tzadok is drawing from this is that when we do Averos, it's because we've forgotten Hashem. We've forgotten what the right thing to do is. We've forgotten that Hashem is always watching and listening. We've forgotten that this is the particular thing that we are supposed to do or not to do. And that forgetfulness, says Rav Tzadok, is not the intellectual forgetfulness. Perhaps we really know it's the right thing or the wrong thing. It's not that we completely forgot that in some intellectual cognitive way. Rather, the emotional memory, the kind of memory that is supposed to take place in our hearts where something is visceral and really, really a part of us in a more deep way, not just the cognitively, intellectually we know it, but that emotionally there's a strong connection, that type of deeper in the kishkes feeling and memory about something, identification with something, that's with the heart. And when a person is forgetting Hashem or forgetting the right thing to do on that level, even if they may still remember it in their mind, cognitively, intellectually, but there's a shikachas halev, then that can lead to sin. As he says, afilu zocher b'moach, b'kol makom eino zocher b'lev. Even if you know about something intellectually, but if it's not in your heart, you don't have that emotional connection to it, it's not in your kishkes, then that could lead to sin. Says Rav Tzadok in the continuation, ki ilu hayib emes zocher b'hargashas halev, she'ashem yizbarach tziva al zeh, lo ta'asakein. Yefshar klal shihaya osa rak shayetzer ma'alimo melibo. Says if a person really, really felt and knew deep in their heart, in their kishkas, that they had to do such and such, that they weren't allowed to do this other thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said do this or don't do this, and they were really cognizant of that on an emotional, deeper level in their heart, they never would sin. But the fact is that it's just in one's mind, but it's not in your heart. That itself doesn't stop one from sinning. And therefore, in essence, he says what the Yetzer Hara does is it only has to go halfway, but halfway is enough. It just has to sever the connection between what you know in your mind and what you truly know in your heart. And as long as the person does not have a true zechira b'lev, does not truly feel it in the kishkes, really have an emotional connection to it, they are susceptible to forgetting and to sinning. Teda, he says, Shemitzvah tzitzis, he lizkor al yada mitzvah Hashem. We know many statements in Chazal, Torah itself highlight the fact that the mitzvah of tzitzis is to help people remember the mitzvos. They are a remez to the Taryag, to the 613. And nevertheless, in that vein, the Gemara very famously says in Menachos Daf Mem Dalid, a story about a certain Talmud of one of the Amoraim, who very much wanted to sin with a certain prostitute, and he traveled to do this, and he was all prepared to do the sin, and at the last moment, when he was literally getting into her bed, his tzitzis, so to speak, hit him in the face, and that immediately, so to speak, woke him up, miyad nishmat v'yared v'yeshiv al karka, and he was prevented from, he stopped sinning. The PS to that story is that this particular prostitute was so inspired by his discipline and his rectitude and his willingness to stop and not do the wrong thing, she eventually converts and they get married and live happily ever after. But the point of the story for Rav Tzadok is, what do you see from this? What does that mean that the tzitzis reminded him? As if he didn't know that there was a prohibition of znus? Shamhaya b'mezid, v'yodeya, he knew what he was doing was wrong. He didn't need the tzitzis to all of a sudden give him this new insight. He didn't have an epiphany when the tzitzis hit him. Rak she'omdu ha'tzitzis negdo, she'nischadish lo ha'zechira rak, min ha'moach l'leiv. Now what you see from this, says Rav Tzadok, is that if you want to talk about the practical impact that memory can have, when can my memory of the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do, when can that impact me? Only when the zechira, when that memory, when that awareness is deep and an emotional one. Not if it's merely cognitive or intellectual. And that, he says, is illustrated by this story. This particular Talmud knew intellectually, he knew in his moach, he knew in his mind that it was the wrong thing to do every step of the way. But he was still going forward. The reason he stopped at the last minute is because the tzitzis reminded him on a deep, visceral, emotional level. When those tzitzis hit him in the face, so to speak, it was like a stab to the heart. And that opened up his heart and he remembered on a deep emotional level, and his kishkas, that this is the wrong thing to do, how could I do it? No new information popped into his head, he already knew it was wrong. But he remembered the deep revulsion that he should feel on the existential, spiritual level. How could I do such a thing? That zechira, only when it got to his lave, is what prevented him from sinning. He adds, by the way, that this is also why the Chazal tell us that the one of the times the Torah talks about tzitzis in more than one place, one of the times the Torah speaks about the parsha of tzitzis is connected to the story of the Mekoshesh Eitzim. We don't exactly know what he did, but let's say, for example, he was carrying wood outside. Big discussion about what the sin was, but the Torah does have in Sefer Bamidbar this kind of confusing story about someone who violates Shabbos and eventually is put to death, the Mekoshes Eitzim. So why is there a connection, why is there a juxtaposition, I should say, between the tzitzis that's mentioned in that part of Bamidbar and the story of the Mekoshesh? Says Rav Tzadok, Shle Ye'ira'a Od Kazel Ishkoach Shu Shabbat V'Harei HaMekoshesh Mezid Hayah. The fact that we put this Mekoshesh to death means that we know, that means that he had to been bemezid. We don't put someone to death if they accidentally do an Avera, no matter how severe. You only put someone to death if they are forewarned and they were bemazed. So if this person was bemazed, what's the connection to tzitzis? The answer is yes, this Mekoshesh, this person who violated Shabbos, intellectually remembered the right thing to do on Shabbos. But evidently he was lacking the message of the tzitzis, i.e. he didn't have that emotional connection. Just like we saw in the Gemara with the story of the Talmud and the prostitute, the Mekoshesh as well. You see here now in two different examples, one in the Chumash, now one in the Gemara, where you have a person who intellectually knows the right thing to do, and it's not enough. In the case of the Mekoshesh, it never goes further than that. His awareness remains intellectual, and therefore nothing saves him from sinning, and nothing prevents his downfall. In the story of the Talmud and the Gemara and the prostitute, luckily at the last minute, the deep memory, the connection, went from his mind to his heart, and as a result, in fact, he is prevented from sinning, and he is saved. Furthermore, he points out now at the end of the piece, the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Tavches, says Nishboim L'Kayim HaMitzvos, that in certain contexts, a person is allowed to take an oath in order to require himself, oneself, to do a mitzvah. And the Gemara there says, Afo Gav D'Mushba V'Omeid Bahar Sinai. But why am I allowed to make a shvua? We have a principle, seems very technical, but it's actually very profound in this context, that if a person already had a shvua to do something or not to do something, if you take a second shvua, a second oath, it has no validity. A shvua leave aside all the other details of the laws of Shuos. But Shuos only have a ability to have an impact when they make an impact. But if you already were commanded in the particular item, then a second Shuos doesn't do anything. So if that's the case, the Gemara is wondering, what would be the efficacy of taking a Shuos to do a certain mitzvah? After all, every Jew already has an oath, has a Shuos to do the right thing. The Gemara says, in essence, by standing at the foot of Har Sinai and accepting the Torah, the Jewish people are mushba ba'omeid, mehar Sinai. We are forever sworn to follow the Torah, to be loyal to the Torah. So there's a shvuah incumbent upon all of us for all time to do every mitzvah. So what would be the benefit of a shvuah on a mitzvah? If I take a shvuah to do something otherwise neutral, a shvuah that I'm going to go to the mall today. Okay, so that the Torah has nothing to say about whether you go to the mall or not. And a shvuah can obligate you. But if I'm already obligated to do the mitzvos because of Har Sinai, how does this quote-unquote, second, the newer Shavuah, have any impact? The Gemara basically says, the answer is, Lizruze Nafshe. You're right. Enechanami says the Gemara, it's not really having any actual legal impact, because from a legal perspective, technical perspective, you already were obligated. But rather, Lizruze Nafshe, to encourage you by taking the Shavuah, even though it doesn't really have an actual benefit, but psychologically, by verbalizing it and saying, I am obligated, I take an oath to do X or Y, that will be mezariz you, that will encourage you. So Adj of Tzadok, in his final sentence of this piece, Umay zirazu, ela kamoshi amarnu. What does the Gemara mean when it says it'll encourage you? So if Tzadok thinks it means exactly what we've been talking about in this piece, that until then, until you take the Shuah, your awareness of what's right or wrong might be purely intellectual. However, by you verbalizing it, you speaking it into existence, so to speak, even though it already did exist, but by you verbalizing, I take an oath, I swear, I am nishba to X or Y, which anyway you were obligated to do or not do because of the Torah, but by verbalizing it in the Lashon of a Shvuah, you are taking it from merely being something you knew intellectually, cognitively, and you are bringing it into your heart. Until then, you may have only had a zikaron b'moach, which may or may not have gotten you to do the right thing. But by verbalizing it, by taking the Shvuah, you've now taken that and brought it into your heart, a zikaron balev. That is the zeros, that is the encouragement that will make sure you actually do the right thing. And this, I think, is a very profound insight, something that we should all consider. We live in a very hyper-rationalistic age with technology and science and all sorts of things, and I myself definitely have an inclination more to the rational side of things. But we have to realize that if we purely look at things from a dry, intellectual, cognitive perspective, it may not be enough. Often, it is not enough, because we are complex beings, and as human beings, if we don't have that zikaron balev, that kishkes memory of something, that real strong connection on a deep, more emotional level, that type of memory is much more reliable and much more sturdy and consistent in getting us to do the right and the wrong thing. Intellectual memory are not necessarily the best guardrails, but an emotional memory, an emotional connection to this is right, that is wrong, that zikaron balev, as Rav Tzadok calls it, that will have much more of an impact on us leading and living moral and noble spiritual lives.